And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Good morning, Dave Clemens here, and in studio I've got Sam Vanderbeek. He's a park ranger at Smith Rock for the Oregon Parks and Recreation, of course. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Good to see you again, Dave.
Yeah, good to see you. We always have interesting conversations. I know we want to talk about winter safety and some of the birds that return. I think it's next month that the eagles come back.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But first, I want to talk about rangers and what rangers do. What is it you actually do?
It's something that comes up a lot where folks, you know, they see all these different rangers and they don't know what, you know, who, what their authority is, who they are, what they do. There's a lot of confusion. I mean, I know when I was a kid growing up, I always thought park rangers were people with funny shorts and goofy big hats that were chasing the bear around for their lunch basket.
Protecting the picnic baskets is what you guys are supposed to be doing.
But out here, you know, at the state parks, our responsibilities are really wide. And we do a lot of work, you know, not just educating folks on animals and protecting the environment, but we're also just keeping the lights on. We're keeping the toilets flushing. It's a lot of landscaping, a lot of operations. Well, yeah, there's rule enforcement and regulation. You know, when you look at like a National Fish and Wildlife or state wildlife, a lot of those, they are law enforcement officers. And state park rangers, we are rule enforcers, but we do not, you know, we don't carry sidearms and do any of that stuff. We're just there to educate folks and to protect the environment and the park for all generations to come. It's an interesting job that, you know, you never know where your day is going to go. We have our things that we need to do, you know, in the morning. We try to keep everything open. First thing people see when they come to a park and the last thing they generally see is the bathroom.
Sure.
You come a long way and you're about to go for a hike, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So we try really hard to keep those clean. I think Oregon State Parks has the number one record and the best bathrooms in the country. That's a real big priority of ours. And so, you know, park ranger, really, we do a lot more, you know, maintenance and operations. Folks that are interested in, you know, becoming a park ranger, it's a really great job. There's not a lot of barriers for entry-level positions. We post all of our seasonal positions. That is really the kind of the gateway into that. They usually post in February. There'll be parks all over the state looking for ranger assistance. The ranger assistant, that is really just that. They assist the full-time rangers with all the maintenance and operations. Any background you have in landscaping or construction or, you know, any operations, really great to have. And then that can lead to a full-time ranger position. The ranger ones are kind of generalists and do everything from check campers in to pretty major construction projects, building new bathrooms, things like that. And then there, as you move up, there's a ranger two and three, and they're more specialized. You have rangers that are focused really on trails or invasive weeds, rangers that focus on historic building preservation. There are rangers that really focus on interpretive programming and education programming. It just goes up from there. So it's a great job, great place to work. And like I said, if you're really interested, you know, the first kind of way to step in is those seasonal positions that go through the summer. Great way to get your feet wet and learn what it is we do.
And is there more information at the website?
Yeah, if you go to stateparks.oregon.gov is our kind of the statewide website, and then you can look up different parks there for information on the park. If you're interested in employment, Workday Oregon and OregonJobs.gov are the websites to go look for those positions. And at Workday, it's really simple. You just put your resume in there. You can actually have it email you if jobs come up that fit the criteria you're looking for. If you're, you know, looking for a specific region to work in, that kind of thing. And then you just apply for the job and really, you know, whatever experience, previous experience you have is great. But for those entry level positions, really, you know, we like to have a high school diploma or GED. Driver's license is really important. You got to be 18 to run a lot of the equipment that we have. But not, there's some student worker positions that are there and internships and things like that, too. So keep your eye peeled for those.
Okay, let's talk about winter safety.
We are open year-round. The trails are open. They're just very difficult and technical to walk. So make sure you're bringing some kind of insulated boot. Is really important. Wearing some kind of traction on that boot. But those are really important coming down the hills. And then some kind of trekking pole or ski pole. Totally recommend. And then bring more water than you would think. It's cold, but you burn more water in the cold air than you do in the hot air even. So dehydration is a big factor. And then lots and lots of layers. So that way, if you start to sweat, you can strip those layers off.
Sure.
So you can evaporate and then, you know, keep them in your bag and put them on when you stop. That way you're staying dry. And like a friend of mine used to always say, an adage, you know, it's always easier to stay warm than to get warm and to stay dry than to get dry. So
Sure. That's
something important to think about out there. You never know when you're going to get stuck. You know, you could slip, you could get hurt. You might run into somebody else that had that happen in the park. So it's really nice to have extra water, extra, you know, candy bars or whatever you have, and just, you know, go slow. Be careful.
We're talking to my friend Sam Vanderbeek. He is the park ranger out there at Smith Rock. And the last thing we were going to talk about is the birds. When do the eagles return?
Yeah, so traditionally we see the golden eagles come back in January. And the bald eagles, actually, we've seen them already in November a little bit in and out. They're not residing yet, but they're checking out their nest. But with that, that's when we start doing our climbing closures in the monument area. We will have a drone closure. Will become in effect then, and that will carry all the way through, you know, usually July, depending on if the nests are successful or if they're not. But always a good idea to call if that's something that you're interested in. You know, flying a drone is very popular at our park, but just make sure you call the park office and make sure. Sometimes we open it early if the nest fails.
Gotcha.
They'll be coming back, so it's a good time to, you know, from here they'll start laying eggs usually February. And so if that's something that you like to see or are interested in seeing, North Point is the area that's best to view the golden eagles. Bring some binoculars, but they're pretty spectacular to see.
All right. Sam, thanks for coming in. I never feel like we have enough time. There's so much stuff. So we'll have you in again really soon, okay?
Awesome.
And in the meantime, website again.
So it's stateparks.oregon.gov. And there you have access to all the other websites. One website that tends to update a little faster than we do is one called smithrock.com. It's a private website that's managed, you know, privately, but they are a very valued partner with the park, and they're able to update a little faster than we do. So that's a great place to check for, like, really up to date. And then there's a 24-hour live cam. That's smithrocklivecam.com. If you want to see conditions right away, you know, what it really is, or especially if it's a weekend and you want to see how crowded it is, that's a great website too. So really, you know, good ones to have, but stateparks.oregon.gov is our official one. It's a great place to check for upcoming events and things in parks all over the state, because there's always cool stuff going on somewhere.
All right, we've been talking to Sam Vanderbeek, the park ranger out there at Smith Rock for the Oregon Parks and Rec. Thanks again, bud.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you, Dave.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.